AI's authenticity crunch, ERAI wins, union guardrails, and synthetic media floods. Good morning. It's Monday, May 4th. Today's AI story is really about trust. In the last 24 hours, the most interesting developments were not flashy new model launches. They were signals about where AI is already colliding with real-world credibility, in medicine, in labor negotiations, in creator rights, and in the media channels people use every day. First, one of the strongest pro-AI data points of the weekend came from medicine. TechCrunch reported on a new Harvard-led study, published in Science, that tested OpenAI models against physicians in a range of medical contexts, including real emergency room cases at Beth Israel Deaconess. In one triage comparison, OpenAI's O1 model produced the exact or very close diagnosis in 67% of cases versus 55% and 50% for two internal medicine attending physicians. That is a striking result, especially because the model was reportedly given the same text-based information available in the medical record at the time. But the important nuance matters just as much as the headline. The researchers did not say AI is ready to run the ER. They explicitly called for prospective clinical trials, and outside physicians warned that comparing an LLM to internal medicine attendings is not the same as proving it can outperform emergency specialists in real life or death settings. So the takeaway is not doctors are obsolete. It's that diagnostic copilots are getting good enough that hospitals, insurers, and regulators will have to treat them as serious operational tools. Second, the labor side of AI keeps hardening. The Verge reported that SAG-AFTRA has reached a new 4-year deal with the studios that reportedly includes fresh AI protections, alongside higher streaming residuals and a larger pension contribution. It is not fully official yet, but the direction is clear. Unions are moving from broad anti-AI anxiety to contract language. That matters because once AI rules enter major labor agreements, they stop being abstract ethics debates and start becoming compliance obligations. For studios, platforms, and vendors, consent, likeness rights, and disclosure are becoming infrastructure questions. Third, synthetic media pollution is accelerating across audio. The Verge highlighted new reporting that around 39% of newly created podcast feeds over a recent 9-day stretch may have been AI-generated, according to Podcast Index data cited by Bloomberg. One company, Inception Point AI, was reportedly publishing roughly 3,000 episodes a week. Search, discovery, and recommendation systems are about to face the same quality collapse that hit parts of the web. Fourth, the music side looks like a preview of what happens when synthetic supply overwhelms human curation. In a separate Verge piece, Terence O'Brien described how services like Suno and Udio helped push AI music from a niche experiment into mass production. Deezer had already said late last year that tens of thousands of fully AI-generated tracks were hitting the platform daily, and the trend has continued upward. The bigger story here is not just that AI music exists, it's that platforms seem stuck in an awkward middle ground. They do not want to ban it outright, but they also do not want recommendation engines, royalty pools, and listener trust to be overrun by low-cost synthetic filler. And fifth, the creator rights backlash is getting more personal and more commercial. TechCrunch reported that Casey Green, creator of the famous This Is Fine comic, says AI startup Artisan used his artwork in a campaign without his permission. Green said the art was stolen like AI steals, while Artisan said it respects his work and is reaching out directly. Whether or not this turns into a lawsuit, it captures a broader pattern. AI companies are discovering that remix culture feels very different once it intersects with ad budgets, trademarks, and living creators who can fight back. Put those five stories together, and the pattern is pretty clean. AI is still improving quickly on raw capability, but the bottleneck is shifting to trust rails. Clinical validation, labor rules, authenticity filters, provenance, and permissioning. In other words, the next wave of value may come less from making models smarter and more from making AI output governable. One business idea: Build an authenticity and rights compliance layer for synthetic audio and visual media. The product would scan podcasts, ads, music uploads, and short-form video for likely AI generation, voice or style imitation risk, missing disclosures and potential rights conflicts before publication or monetization. The buyers are streaming platforms, podcast hosts, ad networks, studios, and large creators with meaningful revenue at risk. Why now? Today's news shows synthetic content is flooding audio, unions are formalizing AI rules, and creators are starting to fight unauthorized commercial use. What makes it defensible is a combination of workflow integration, rights metadata, customer-specific policy rules, and a growing detection and dispute dataset that gets better with every review. That's the briefing for May 4th. The big idea is simple. AI's next battle is not just intelligence, it's legitimacy.